All right, third and final hour here. Robbie and Rex are 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Sponsored by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We're broadcasting for the Bisbee Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. PK, Paul Kaharski in for Robbie Stanley this week. And as we do this time every week, Monday, 8 o'clock, welcome in our next guest, Corey Curtis, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, how does that one measure up for you on worst Super Bowls you've ever watched?
You know, that turns back the clock about 25 years when they were all demolitions.
The good old days,
that game, the only thing that went right for the Chiefs was the coin toss. After that, they just got their butts kicked for every second. The 40-22 score might be the most misleading score in Super Bowl history.
No, I agree. You know, now that you mention it, Corey, because whenever we have Corey on, I think of the Chicago Bears. That was in New Orleans, right? That absolute disgusting game that we were robbed of seeing Marino get another crack at him. Also, the Niners Broncos was also right. That wasn't that in New Orleans where Montana just basically throwing to wide open guys all day, and they beat him like 49-10, 55,
something.
Yeah, whatever that. Right,
the Green Bay Desmond Howard game was in New Orleans.
Okay, I was gonna say, does New Orleans just get crap games all the time? So they New Orleans has had some good ones. So if you had a primary takeaway, Corey, because of course we all have to have our takes from this. What is the biggest thing that last night's result told you?
Quarterbacks don't like to get hit, all right? I mean, when you have really good depth on the defensive line who can get after the quarterback, you can neutralize a lot of things. And they lost that Super Bowl the same way they lost the one to the Bucs, and that was the Bucs defense, just like the Eagles defense, just took it to the Chiefs offensive line and beat the stew out of their quarterback. I mean, there's more depth to that. You know, you could talk more about, like, the Chiefs' weapons. We could talk more about, you know, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles' offensive line. But the Eagles' defensive line and the depth on it just completely overwhelmed the Chiefs in this football game.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm with you. Like, quarterback, I said this earlier, but quarterback is, we'd all agree, most important thing in football.
Yep.
It's the most important thing in American sports. I'd go D-line next. I'd go D-line next, and I'd go O-line after that. And it's close, but it's a line of scrimmage game. It always will be. And the Eagles are dominant in both areas. I mean, I think most people thought they had the best offensive line all year. My eyes have been open to how, and I think they've gotten better as the season's gone on, but the dominance of that front. And then you get, you know, you go sign a special teams linebacker, and all of a sudden, he's a star, you know, picking off Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. You know, like the choice, the
Vrabel-esque.
That's a good point. Yeah, there you
go. I mean, let's not forget how well this team is drafted, though.
You
get Jalen Carter when he drops from first to ninth, and they did just draft Quinyon Mitchell and DeGene this year.
Those guys are good players.
They're very good players. I mean, they have drafted. I mean, shoot, they got their left tackle from New Zealand. I mean, they have found
– after Dillard didn't quite work out, but yes. And they get rid of the bad picks, send them here.
I mean, look, everybody has bad picks, and Dillard is their bad pick. They have a lot of good picks to make up for the one bad pick. You know, and they've done extremely, extremely well. And, you know, you're right with Zach Vaughn from Wisconsin. He was a high draft pick who I liked for the Titans, but didn't really work out for the Saints on the edge, and they move him inside, and he's everywhere. And so, you know, it's recognizing what guys are and what guys aren't and putting them in position to succeed. And they've done that. And, you know, they've done an amazing job. And, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, gave them the game that they needed from him. Because that was, you know, the big question for me was the two quarterbacks. You know, and, you know, was Mahomes going to outplay Hurts by enough to give the Chiefs a chance? Because I just thought the Eagles roster was better, and he wasn't. I thought Hurts was really, really composed.
Talking about how good the Eagles roster is, Monday after the Super Bowl for me is always a day I think every team in the league or every beat writer in the league kind of considers how far away the team he covers is from the team that just won it all. We're talking about the offensive and defensive lines. Mm-hmm. The space between this franchise and that franchise, we see it in the record, obviously, with three wins. But roster-wise, pretty damn clear, just the distance between. Though I said, when the Titans last had a playoff game, they sacked the quarterback 9 times. Yeah. They didn't quite have the same result.
Well, they didn't get the quarterback play. I mean, they had a quarterback who turned the ball over, 3-4 times in that football game. And Jalen Hurts, did not do that in this football game. That's what makes that football game so heartbreaking, Paul, is because you had the effort to win the game and you had, the guy that you needed to count on not deliver for you. You had him. I mean, shoot, it was tied when he threw that interception late. I mean, he did the one thing he couldn't do to lose the game. And so you've got to have the guy who not only can win the game for you but not lose the game for you. But your defense certainly was good enough to play in a Super Bowl that year.
So we would all agree that the main point of this win and what it demonstrated. But are we disrespecting Jalen Hurts a little bit? Like PK said earlier, he shouldn't have been MVP. I think a lot of quarterbacks get MVP in these Super Bowls, and they could have gone to someone else. But I also think Jalen Hurts was really freaking good last night, and is really good. And I can't come away from this and not have a better opinion of him to some extent. What about you, Corey?
Well, in the moment he hit Devontae Smith for the touchdown, I said, "Well, he's the MVP now." And really, the Eagles' defense was the MVP, but you can't give it to the whole side of the football. And I think Sweat had 2.5 sacks, but DeJean's got the interception for the touchdown. So which one of those guys are you going to give it to? You're going to give it to the quarterback. But he was good, and he was very good in the NFC Championship after being very mediocre in the games before that. And that's one of the things I think about Jalen Hurts right now is you don't get the consistent greatness. You get a lot, you get some very good games and you get some average games from him. And I think that's why there are, questions about him at times. But, he's been in 2 Super Bowls now. So I think we can kind of put to bed that he's capable of getting there and capable of winning. He made the plays when he needed to make them, and he didn't make the plays that got him beat.
I was incredibly disappointed by Brady. He said on the third and long at the beginning of the second half that Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be important for Patrick to make a great decision with the football right here. I thought it was the level of YMCA flag football analysis. what did you think of him?
Well, I think he also called Mahomes the greatest winner of all time.
Did he?
At some point. And I was like, Tom, you played in 10 Super Bowls. That's you. You don't have to be gracious. You're there because you're the best ever. I mean, come on. I think there had to be some level of just being stunned. But, Brady has seen that game before, and I thought that was the one thing. He brought it up one time about how they beat him, but I thought that was what he really could have, looked back on was, this is exactly how we beat them when I was with the Bucks. This, and he could have really fallen yes. back on his memory of that game and how they took advantage of Mahomes and the offensive line and what they did to win that game. Because I thought I was watching the same game just about all over again. And I thought he could have given more perspective on that.
Yeah, of course, he doesn't want people to take credit away from him for that because, yes, that was actually the main point of that Super Bowl, but, of course, all anybody wanted to talk about was the GOAT. But that's how it goes. But, man.
Have they won since he left?
The Bucs?
Yeah.
They've gotten to the playoffs. They had the playoffs the last Super 2 Bowl? Years. No, they haven't won Super Bowls.
Super Bowl?
No, but so do you disagree with my assessment that Bucks defense they dominated that game.
It was a great defensive team, but Brady certainly elevated that football team.
Yes, sure. We would agree with that. Corey Curtis, News 2 brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Thank you, my friend.
Good to see you.
You know, it was great that I'm glad Paul was there because now we can just have three old guys all together.
This is very, very. Well, since we're having very a.
How do you feel about rap music?
Yeah. Do you like rap? You're not allowed to like rap, Corey.
You know what? I don't care. All right. I don't hate rap. I don't love rap. I don't like country. I don't hate country. I don't care. I'm not a music person. Look, I'm still listening to the 80s. All right.
That's good call. 80s was great.
I mean, I've listened. Yeah. I mean, I have the Thompson Twins and Queen and Blondie all on my playlist.
Thompson Twins, underrated. Very good. All right. That's a fair take. Okay. Well, let me get you on one more. Because people are absolutely furious at PK, and I'm here for all of it. So PK is a fake, you know, Chelsea soccer fan. Like, gonna start wearing Chelsea stuff. But you're not, according to him, you're not allowed to, like, as a kid, love a player on a team who maybe doesn't live in your area and then become a fan of that team.
He's going to be with me here. He's a Chicago guy. He roots for Chicago team.
If you're from New York or Chicago and you have all those teams, then that's great.
You're from Detroit.
I understand. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about other people.
You're a Warriors fan from Detroit.
There's the one. There's right. That's right. There
that's
is
impermissible.
The one.
Corey, tell him how that's impermissible.
It's not impermissible.
You have your teams. You rise your teams. It's the name on the front, not the name on the back. You can like God a player from another team, that makes you a fan of the player, not a fan of the team.
You're on the wrong side of history. All right.
Absolutely correct.
Both of you guys are wrong. Thank you. Thank you, Corey. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. You're like a child. You root for a player.
When we come back, I will smash Kaharski on this topic.
So stupid and
childlike. And we'll get back into the Super Bowl.
Daddy, I like that guy over there. Robbie, he looks good.
102.5, 106.3 the game. All right, welcome back in, Robbie Rexha. By the way, that event... That said February 8th. It is also this week. In fact, it's going to be weekend after weekend. So we're good. So even though it said February 8th, let me tell you about this again.
So we got that straightened out.
We're going to do caller 3 right now. Athletes Unlimited, a family 4-pack of tickets to Athletes Unlimited. Professional basketball games at Nashville Municipal Auditorium. Saturday, tip off at 5. You can see star players including Alicia Clark, Sydney Colson, Lexi Brown, Jordan Horson, Isabel Harrison, and more. So caller 3, we'll get those. Now, we're back in, you know, it's Super Bowl reaction day, and yet you've taken it sideways with your ridiculous fan take. Now, listen, I will say this. The Chelsea stuff, most of them just, like, coming up with a reason to give you crap. I really am generally against fan gatekeeping in general.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know you're not. You're a huge fan gate. You're a huge fan gatekeeper. And, again, Corey's from Chicago. You're right. I grew up with Detroit sports teams. And so I had those. You had New York teams growing up in New Jersey. But like, someone here, like someone on the text line said, look, I love Sammy Sosa as a kid, watching him on WGN, lived here, and it became a Cubs fan. I can't explain to you exactly, like, the Steph Curry thing was really driven by my kid because he was so into it, and he was into Draymond Green.
You should have steered him.
Why?
Because that's your responsibility as a father.
My responsibility as a father
is to say you don't just pick a player who's three time zones away and make that your team.
No, man. No. But that's BS. There's nothing wrong with that. My responsibility as a father, which I fail.
That's a front runner, first off. You're picking a front runner.
No, they weren't. But that's the thing. They weren't winning championships then. It was like early in the league, and then we grew into and all of a sudden they were amazing. And they're just, frankly, I became this fan. It had been a long time since I'd really been a fan. The Tigers have been the one thing that I've kept all right, but like it was just fun to root for a team, and also they were mesmerizing.
Winning.
Well, but also incredible, like it totally changed the game, all that stuff. Yes, Draymond is part of it. Somebody on the text said, "Please tell me it's not Draymond Green who
That's
Joe followed."
Well, thing I, where you're I covered slurping guys I, that you covered, which love, is ridiculous.
No, shut up. I covered Draymond. I like Draymond. But again, this is my kid really loving Steph Curry that got us into all that, and there's nothing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with liking a player and then all of a sudden organically starting to like a team, just like you can do your Chelsea thing because you enjoyed the time with your family there and felt like you needed to pick an EPL team. There's nothing wrong with it. Your fan gatekeeping is way out of control.
Just let me counter this to people out there who may be at this cusp of doing it. Don't pick a player. Pick a team. Pick a team You're in a city here. You should be a Titans fan and you should be a Predators fan, unless you come from somewhere else and have loyalty to a team from geography. Geography, number one. Number two, your family's team. So if you came from somewhere else and your mom and dad have a loyalty to that team, it would make sense for you to continue the loyalty to your parents' team. Then if you're looking here for a basketball team or a team of a league that you don't have here, look for proximity, geographical proximity, or family connection. Those are the way you find teams. You don't shop for a player.
Garbage. All right, we're going to go to the phone line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Adam in Portland, you have a comment on the top pick.
Yeah, a couple things for you real quick, Joe. Number one, Paul's right, 100%. So I got a niece. She brings her boyfriend over at Christmas. He's got a Patriots hat on. So, of course, I'm like, are you from up north? He's like, no, I've lived here my whole life. Well, I'm like, who else do you like just because they're good? Yeah, that's the first thing I said to him. And then he got weird. Like, I'm not – yeah, I fully believe that you can't just – you can't pick somebody because they're a dynasty, especially a dynasty. If it's somebody who got you into the sport, okay, that's a little bit different. But, no, dude, like, especially – like, see people with Lakers hats. Like, dude, you've been here forever. Shut up. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've always felt like that. But also – watching that game last night, dude, I pushed the chips in the middle of the table for Abdu Carter. Like, I feel like that's more important than a quarterback. Find somebody with a defensive line, make a wreck a game like that. Holy cow, man. And you put him next to Sweat and Simmons, like, you could actually start to build the thing back if you do it that way. So, yeah, horrible Super Bowl, but it opened my eyes and enlightened me.
Thank
if there
you,
was
Adam.
A comparable quarterback, it'd be something. I mean, I think Abdu Carter is a better pass rusher than Cam Ward is a quarterback, I feel like.
Yeah, look, if Abdu Carter is what people hope he can be, then I think that's a building block that's worthy of picking, if not first, you know, first or not too far down if you can manage to pull that off. That's best case probably for the Titans, right? That they can move down to three, get him before Vrabel can get him, and get out of there and get some extra picks.
Yeah, ideally. I'm going to write a piece this morning. I mean, you need somebody that really loves Ward, and you and I agree, like, somebody generally falls in love with that guy. But I don't remember a year where we've gone this deep without indications that somebody is falling in love with that guy. And so what if the whole league just agrees that Cam Ward is not the number one pick in this draft? That's less than ideal for the Titans, who might have to stick and pick Carter, and this dream of gathering draft picks just doesn't materialize.
Did we do the giveaway? We good? Okay. Officer Watts from Clarksville says, shouldn't you then be a Nets and Devils fan? But they probably suck. So, of course, you're a front-running Yankees fan.
No, there's a loser thing that the Mets line up with the Nets.
Oh, is that what it is?
And the Jets? I'm anti-Jets. Yes.
Okay.
Yankees line up with the other franchise.
Beth is a big fan of yours. She says, who is this guy to tell me who I can and cannot root for? What a tremendous waste of airtime. Ed says, Paul's so wrong. I fell in love with Earl Campbell in New Jersey. This is Ed from Jersey. Still a Titans fan today.
You have two teams in New Jersey to pick from. And you're going to pick a running back in
there's nothing
Houston.
Wrong with that.
It's idiotic. Nothing,
it's not idiotic. And he also points out
at that age, he could not see Earl Campbell on TV. Whereas every Sunday,
he could
watch the Giants and the Jets. In the late 70s, he's seen the Oilers periodically on TV.
Okay.
So this guy's such a big Earl Campbell fan that he's picking him to not watch him.
As Ed points out.
We can watch Freeman McNeil every weekend.
Oh, there you go. Ken O'Brien. As Ed points out, the New York Stock Exchange, if I hadn't fallen over the Earl Campbell, you would have one less subscriber to your site. So you better count your blessings,
well,
PK.
I appreciate that.
When we come back, we will get back into some Super Bowl takes. There are so many to have, including the GOAT discussion. Robbie and Rex are 1025, 1063 the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex are sponsored by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie and Rex Road, Paul Kaharsky in this week for Robbie Stanley. Man, I really need Robbie. I need, you know, you and Robbie typically just gang up on me. I really need you and Robbie to scream at each other about this. Robbie, the Packers and Heat fan, the Green Bay Packers and Miami Heat fan from Nashville. I need you guys to sit back, relax, and hear you guys scream at each other. Johnny on Twitter says, can we land somewhere in the middle? He's from Canada, Western Canada, and he just started rooting for the Preds and Titans. Give me some credit for sticking with this bunch for 27 years. A lot of pain as a fan. It's not like it's a front runner. There's a front runner thing.
I don't
There's
know about Western Canada. So, I mean, you know, who knows what's going on in Western Canada for the guy.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You are, you know, because some people have a bunch of teams around them, obviously, I mean, it's natural that you're going to come by fandom geographically or, like you said, through family. But some people don't, you know, they don't have that. They don't have
– they don't have family?
They don't.
Most people have family.
They may not have family with a rooting interest in a particular league. You know?
All right, well, then we'll talk about exceptions, but that's where we start with most people.
Okay,
that's where start with most people. Most people are covered by these very reasonable parameters.
Well, you mentioned me failing as a father. Where I failed, and I understand things are going well now, but they're not going that well. Where I failed was I tried my darndest to keep my kids from being Lions fans because I knew it would be nothing but hard. And again, when we came here, I was like, be a Titans fan. And then they got good. And they were good, and the Lions were terrible. Like, this is good. Be a Titans fan. It's a better organization. They've been to a Super Bowl. Do this. You live in Nashville now. Be a Titans fan. Well, it didn't take. I mean, it's probably still like his number two team, but now the Lions are good. But the Lions are going to never get there. I promise you. They are. It's just what they are. And so this is just – I tried to – help my children avoid pain, and I failed.
There's some character to be built by sticking with the Lions and enduring things and experiencing what they experienced this year.
Yeah, you don't get how bad it is. But that's fine. You're a Yankees fan. You're a front runner. So,
yeah, I'm a front runner.
So on the Super Bowl, I just see you mentioned Andrew Marchand earlier. The Athletic does a great job. He's got a piece.
His headline suggests he's soft pedaling.
He's got a piece out today on Brady. Brings star power, but fails to say much. I mean, I think that's
well. The star power is not a secret. Like, why is that part of it? We know he's got star power. I don't want to read about his star power. I want to read about his performance.
Yeah,
shouldn't be a piece of the headline.
Well, I haven't read it yet, so I'll let you know. But we're in general agreement on that. That Brady was not good. Meanwhile. I think what you're going to see a lot today on the argument shows is let's stop with the Mahomes GOAT comparison. There's no comparison, something like that. I think there's going to be a lot of that after this performance.
Yeah, I don't know. Debate shows are not places where people say, "Hey, let's slow down on this."
Yeah, but but this is one of those.
You think Stephen A. today is saying, "Hey." He's going to scream and say, what we need to do is slow down and not reach a conclusion here.
But it's more like, no, but it's more like there will never be a Brady, right? Like, that's the take. It's like, stop bringing anybody else up. It's no way. Brady's the GOAT forever and ever. That's what a lot of people will say. To me, I say what you just said, which is, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, body of work is far from complete for Patrick Mahomes.
But he did lose. He lost a huge opportunity here to do something Brady never did, which would have, in the end, whenever the argument really can happen,
big box to check
would have been a tough one to argue against. And he emphatically failed. Do you forget the GOAT thing? Just Mahomes right now in the NFL. Do you think any differently of him as a quarterback in the NFL after yesterday?
I think if you look at his two Super Bowl losses, you know, that's more on the team than it is on him, but there's a recipe to beat him, which is a recipe to beat virtually anyone. Not everybody has the people to do it. But it's out there how to do it. And if I'm Cincinnati or Buffalo or Baltimore, the three teams I think with the best chance of unseating them in the AFC, I'm saying I should have really taken more from Tampa Bay's win over him. And now seeing Philadelphia doing it, let's really emphasize the defensive trenches.
Yeah, sure. No, I totally agree with that. I mean, it's – Yeah, and you can take this college football too. If you look at national champions over a long time, in a lot of cases, it's the team with the best defensive line, the most NFL prospects on the defensive line. That's, if you can affect a quarterback with four-man rush, and I feel bad not crediting this, but it might have been Breer tweeted it. Zero blitzes last night. No blitzes from the Eagles. The sixth time that's happened in the Super Bowl. That's a heck of a stat to go back and the PFF go back and, you know, see how many times the Chiefs didn't blitz Bart Starr. But the six quarterbacks who never were blitzed in the Super Bowl all lost the Super Bowl. I mean, if you can get four-man rush in this league, just you have so many more options. So much. But just Mahomes, today I sit here, I think he may end up the greatest of all time. I think that I still, like, I'm taking him, right now we can all redraft and I get the first pick, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes first, and yesterday doesn't change anything for me at all.
Hey,
I don't know that everybody will say that.
I don't know that everybody will say that either. I'm very curious. Did you guys talk about this? I'm sure you did. And I heard one guy try to explain it. But it is very, very unusual that the all-pro quarterback is not the MVP. And so that was very interesting.
So bizarre. Like, it's the same voters.
It's the same voters. So Ira Kaufman, who is probably in trouble with the Hall of Fame because he pretty much let the cat out of the bag 3 hours before honor show that Eli Manning didn't make it. He's a Tampa Bay guy. He said, you know, MVP, he voted that way. He voted all pro for Lamar, and he voted MVP for Josh Allen.
Saying it's a different
so
evaluation.
He said the evaluation is that for him, MVP is very much team-oriented, the value to your team. And that he found Allen more valuable to his team, which he thought had less around him and finished with a better
record than the Ravens.
Better record than the Ravens. And that All-Pro is strictly
numbers?
Yeah, more numbers.
I mean, at least there's an explanation. I do feel like, and I've heard that, right, that
which
argument,
makes sense, but that's not been applied on any regular basis.
I mean, to me, that's like, so let's have a conversation about if you're one of these voters, what are we doing here? Are we doing that where it's like basically whoever, it's like the coach of the year. You know, sometimes a team will go undefeated, you know, in the Big Ten or the SEC. But the coach of the year is the coach who went 7-5 because they were supposed to be 3-9, right? It's exceeding expectations. So
it's like a surprise coach of the year, which is generally an NFL thing too. Andy Reid doesn't win coach of the year.
Exactly. It's whoever, you know, surprise, like this year O'Connell, right? I mean, they were very surprised. So, okay. So MVP is then it's overcoming circumstances is more important than just excellence, or is it, you know what I mean? Or is it just because people don't apply it the same way? If they all did, then I guess I could buy that, but I guarantee you a lot of people said, yeah, like Lamar, I don't have a problem with either of them winning MVP.
I really don't.
It's close. It's so close. It's fine. I do have a problem with someone voting Lamar fourth. That's...
Yeah, who is that?
So I heard...
They had it. They had it all public, the AP stuff.
So, actually, it's funny because... I have to verify this. I heard it was Jim Miller. Very disappointing.
It was Jim Miller.
Very disappointing.
You a big Jim Miller guy?
Well, I mean, he went to school with him.
Did you?
Yes, I did. He actually was. I think he was the Michigan State quarterback when DeMas was a freshman. Is it? I'm verifying it. It was Jim Miller. It makes no sense.
Who did he have?
Okay,
he would have had Allen. Then he would have had Saquon and Jamar.
I'm trying to find this too. Yeah. He went
definitely Saquon.
He went Saquon, he went Burrow. And look, I heard some people say Burrow should be MVP. Like that team, look at his numbers, look what he did. They were terrible. Awful defensive. Yeah. But man, yeah, this quote is New York Post, a quote from Jim Miller. I sleep very good with how I voted. Even if I voted for Lamar, Josh still would have won it. That is true, apparently. Okay, that makes
that
me feel
true.
Better.
But
that
I makes mean, that me shouldn't feel be better. Your case. Like, my bad vote doesn't matter because all the good votes would have offset it.
Yeah. To me this year, I can't accept 1-2 with either order, fine. I can't accept not 1-2 for those two guys. I can't accept it. Yes, Barkley was awesome. Yes, Burrow, good job. But can we, I think winning should be part of this equation. And the fact is, he had some opportunities to win games this year that he didn't come through too. You know, it wasn't all him standing there watching his defense fall apart.
Yeah, I think you gotta go to the playoffs.
It's 1-2. Yeah, like there has to be some level of success as a team, and that's very disappointed in Jim Miller. But
you should drop him a text.
Yeah, I don't have that
Are you close?
Number. No, I don't know.
Why don't you
I
have
don't.
That number?
Do I have to go to break? Nick's waving at me to go to break. We come back. We will wrap up this show. We still have people mad at PK. Good for you, people. Keep being mad at PK. Robbie and Rex at 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Last segment, Robbie and Rex at 102.5, 106.3 The Game. PK in all week for Robbie Stanley. And we may have to yell at you through the week, PK. Read your tweet you just sent out. You lost it.
Well, no, I'm just – if you're mad at me because of my fan gatekeeping on Robbie and Rex Red on the game, odds are it's because you feel shame for being a front runner or choosing a team based on loving a star. Rooting should be based on geography or family passed down like an heirloom. Truth hurts.
Says the Chelsea fan.
Joe, I don't understand why
England.
You can't understand this. I don't understand why you can't understand this.
You can't gatekeep and then do that. You have to pick. You can't gatekeep like you're gatekeeping and then be a Chelsea fan.
What heirloom? My grandfather didn't have an EPL team.
Okay, so
and
you
there's
can't
no geography. Should I root for the team that's closest to America? Is that how I should have picked
Paul,
it?
No, Paul. You can't.
I can't root there.
If you're
this
claiming,
is international expansion.
Yeah, you're claiming that people have to go with geography or being handed down. Okay, well if that's your take, which I disagree with. Fine. Then you can't pick some random soccer team in Europe and be a fan.
It's different. I'm talking about the four different. Major American sports. If you're then going to dabble in something international, obviously some different rules apply.
Oh, different rules apply to you. Okay, fair.
No, to everyone.
Good to know.
If you want to pick an EPL team, pick an EPL team. That's different.
Oh, okay. Dennis Dennis, who, by the way, says, hey, I'm a huge Liverpool fan for 15 years. Dennis, I'm fine with – honestly, I am
No,
fine
he's
with
not.
That.
You
no,
can't pick an EPL team
no,
under his rule.
No,
he
I
just
am
said
fine.
You can't pick an
what
EPL
I'm
team.
What I'm saying, though, is if you are going to gatekeep people – like all these people giving us, for example, on the YouTube chat.
They're all Jim, making excuses for their having picked
well,
unreasonable.
Jim says, I'm 59, born and raised in Nashville. As a kid, he became a Dolphins fan. Big League Designs, grew up in Nashville before we had a team. I liked Eric Metcalf and Bernie Kosar, became a Browns fan. Okay, you're allowed to do that. I'm fine with that. I'm also really fine with EPL, but you can't – you are being a hypocrite. You're being a complete hypocrite.
So I'm not allowed to root for the EPL?
In all reality, the EPL stuff was me just giving you crap. But I don't gatekeep people like you are. No, you can be a fan of – if you turn into a fan, like someone's asked me, when Curry retires, are you going to follow Warriors? You know what? That's a good question. I probably still will. Like I've
no, you won't.
I think no.
When they get bad. Well, I mean, I won't. And they're in the lottery. You're not going to root.
I
for
won't
them.
Watch them obsessively, but I think I'll still be a fan. We'll
I
see.
Watch them. I watch them now when they're winning, but when they're bad, I won't watch.
They're actually not very good. Dennis says about last night. This is
about
an interesting
last night,
text.
Good film.
little Demi Moore. Says, I watched someone who is considered the best quarterback in football look pedestrian when his O-line couldn't protect him. But I'm supposed to believe a QB with less than two seasons of play in the league is garbage when he's never had good O-line play in his career. People give up on QBs too easily. Interesting point
by
Dennis.
That's quite a transition. But I'm supposed to believe a QB with 2 years. Mahomes in 2 years. I mean, yes, you're supposed to believe a quarterback with two years is garbage because – he's had enough protection, often enough, to make some decisions that are better than what he's made. Yeah. There's enough evidence in on Will Levis to not believe that he's a guy to go forward with.
Yeah. I think Dennis has a good general point. I also would say we saw enough from Levis that I would not be starting him next year. He would not be my starting quarterback. I'd probably move on altogether. But I think Dennis is right about moving on. Giving up on quarterbacks. I mean, Darnold is a great example. There's a ton of great examples. I mean, Bryce Young right now may be showing that, you know, people threw dirt on
Bryce
him
Young's
a little
bit.
We'll
bad
see.
Again.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, the point is overall, I think, a good one. Trevor says, so now that Nashville has an MLS team, do I have to be a fan of them or can I choose a European team?
Well, I mean, you're rooting for two different sports. If you want to root for eighth-level soccer, you can root for MLS. And if you want to root for world-class soccer, you can root for Europe.
Eighth level? Is that right?
In my eyes.
Like, seriously, eighth?
So down there.
Yeah, people are really mad at you, which is great. But Jack says I'm getting too wound up. I'm not into fan gatekeeping. I'm more into, again, for me, my gatekeeping was my kids trying to keep them from pain. You know,
everyone, root for everybody, root for everything.
I almost need to call Robbie this week and get him on the phone so that you and he can, you know, I never find reasons for you guys to scream at each other, but this is a good one. Keezer says 17% of Americans are now fans of MLS, eclipsing the English Premier League and La Liga, 16 and 14%, the most popular soccer league among Americans. A new YouGov report
finds. I'm supposed to be excited that Americans are rooting for the sport that's in their country as opposed to out of their country?
I mean, look, you must admit, though, I mean, MLS has come a long way. MLS has come a long way.
Like, it's come not a long way. It's a just good a experience. Retirement It's a nice
league.
Night out.
Yeah.
But I like the best.
Sure.
If I gave you another football league, there's one coming in the spring that they were promoting last night. Are you going to watch it?
No, I won't.
No, and the reason you won't watch it is because why?
It's not the best.
Right. Boom. Yeah. I like the best.
Yeah.
The best isn't in America in soccer.
Yeah, I'll just go to another continent and say, yay, I'm a fan of you.
Well, I'm going to root for the best. I want to see the best soccer players in the world. They're not playing here.
That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Wow. There we go.
That didn't fit at all. If they're going to drop something that fits.
And we'll, on that note, thank you for listening, folks. We'll be back with more old men yelling at each other tomorrow.
Don't Chase lock
and
the
Big
box.
Joe coming up next.
Lock your locks.
102.5, 106.3, The Game.